Rav Chaim Voloshin in the Nefesh HaChaim has a famous piece on Aveira Lishma. He writes that this principle of doing an Aveira Lishma only applied Koda Matan Torah. But after Matan Torah, it didn't apply. Like for instance, Yaakov marrying two sisters. So since he only volunteered it, so therefore, when there was a real need, so therefore he did it, like that's Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes, that he gave his word, or whatever lemdish you want to give, that we see the Avos doing an Aveira Lishma, even though I guess it really wasn't an Aveira, because they didn't have to do it. But nevertheless, there are different examples, and that's what Rav Chaim Voloshin writes, that it only applies, but Achol Matan Torah, you can't apply Aveira Lishma. The Talmid then point out, it doesn't mean that literally, because we do find instances. It's a rare instance. We don't usually rely on Aveira Lishma. Like we have much more flexibility Koda Matan Torah. That is true. After Matan Torah, we have less flexibility, but there is a concept of Aveira Lishma. In other words, by, let's say, Ase Docha Los Ase, so that's not Aveira Lishma. It's not a Maisa Aveira. We're saying it's Mutter. Aveira Lishma is saying is they're recommending me to do it. It's a mitzvah baba Aveira telling me not to do it. Aveira Lishma, they're recommending me to do it, but it's going to be a little risk. That's kind of like do a minor sin for yourself to save someone from a larger sin. So that's a separate sugya we've discussed and we'll discuss. So what's Tosis based on the Gemara? What's an example Tosis gives? He says, someone has a tainis chalom on Shabbos, and he's all broken up, he's very upset about it. So the Gemara tells us, what do? You fast on Shabbos, even though it's Shabbos. However, you have to make, since you have a mitzvah onik Shabbos, you're not allowed to fast. So by fasting, it's an aveir lishma. You have to go ahead and make it up by fasting tomorrow. Why don't you just wait and fast tomorrow? Because apparently, it's not pikuach nefesh, but you have a better chance of being mevatel the gzera. If it was pikuach nefesh, then it wouldn't be an issue. But if it's not pikuach nefesh, it's just bothering you a lot. So apparently, you have a better chance to be mevatel the gzera if you fast bo bayom. So by waiting, you can't wait until Sunday. So the halacha says, you fast. You're not allowed to fast. That's an Aveira Lishma. And that's why for Aveira Lishma, it's considered a Maisa Aveira. Or in this case, you're being passive. It's considered an Aveira, and therefore you need a Kapara. So we see fasting on Shabbos is like an Aveira Lishma. It's interesting. Avidraham that points out, the Beis Yosef quotes it, he hasn't since had a lot of the swords, but if a Sarah Bateva should fall out on Shabbos, you'd have to fast on Shabbos. We have a Ksas Raya, usually we don't fast on Friday. Like Tainus Esther, we'd move to Thursday under the right scenario. But we do fast on Sarah Bateva on Friday. There's no Raya to Shabbos, but he says, David Rom says, Be'etzam Ayom Hazeh, like Yom Kippur, you have to fast on that day. And there's a whole Chasim Sofer explaining how come by Tisha B'Av or by Yortzai we don't fast on Shabbos for those who fast. Yet by Tainis Chalom we do. So the Chasim Sofer has a whole Yisod that depends. If you're fasting on something that happened in the past, the Yortzai, Churban Habayis, Tisha B'Av, so then we don't fast on Shabbos for something that already happened. But Tainis Chalom, that's something you worry about in the future, so that you do an Aveira Lishma, you fast on. So, we know, what does Aseret B'Teves have to do with anything? So the Chasim Sofer writes, based on Midrashim, that's the day every year HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides whether the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. So we're praying this for a future event. So we know if you fast on Yom Kippur, you don't have to fast again on Sunday because we assume it's Tocha. I guess according to Avidraham, B'yetzem Hayom Hazeh, so that's a whole machlokas in the Minchas Chinuch, whether, because the Minchas Chinuch writes there are no dates midivrei Kabbalah. You can fast any date, that's why we don't fast on Tisha B'Av when it falls out on reason, because you have the whole month. So the Minchas Chinuch disagrees, but according to the Avidraham, so you could clear, is it like a Tainis Chalom? And therefore, I have to fast on Shabbos, but then I have to make up the fast again on Sunday? Or do I say, no, it's like Yom Kippur, Beitzem Yom Hazeh. So it's not going to happen anyway, because Tainis, Asara B'Tavis can't fall out on Shabbos. But that's the pshat in Tainis Chalom, and that's even though Rav Chaim V'Loshin says there never is an Aver Lishma, we do find it in one example, Tosu says, is this. If you have a Tainis Chalom on Shabbos, so we recommend you to fast, and then you have to make up for the Aver Lishma by fasting again on Sunday.